Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 7, Chapter number 10, Text number 3. Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Vritya Lakshana Jignasur. Bhaktam Kameshva Chodayat Bhavan Sansara Bijeshu Hridaya Granthishu Prabhu Bhaktya Lakshana Jignashu Bhaktam Kameshva Chodayat Bhavan samsara bijayeshu Hridaya granthishu prabho Vritya lakshana jignashu Bhaktam kameshva chodayat Bhavan samsara bijayeshu Hridaya granthishu prabho Vritya Lakshana Jignashu, desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Paktam, the devotee, Kameso, in the material world, where lusty desires predominate, Chodayat has sent Bhavan, your lordship. Samsara bijasho, the root cause of being present in this material world. Hridaya granthisho, which is in the core of the hearts of all conditioned souls. Desire for material enjoyment. Prabho, O my worshipable Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Purport. Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu has given considerable discussion about Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha devotees. Nitya Siddha devotees come from Vaikuntha to this material world to teach by their personal example how to become a devotee. The living entities in this material world can take lessons from such Nitya Siddha devotees and thus become inclined to return home back to Godhead. A Nitya Siddha devotee comes from Vaikuntha upon the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and shows by his example how to become a pure devotee, a Nyabilasita Sunyam. Instead of coming to this material world, a Nitya Siddha devotee is never attracted by the allurements of material enjoyment. A perfect example is Prahlad Maharaj, who was a Nitya Siddha, a Baha Bhagavata devotee. Although Prahlad was born in the family of a Hiranyakashipu, an atheist, he was never attached to any kind of materialistic enjoyment. Desiring to exhibit the symptoms of pure devotee, the Lord tried to induce Prahlad Maharaj to take material benedictions, but Prahlad Maharaj did not accept them. On the contrary, by his personal example, he showed the symptoms of a pure devotee. In other words, the Lord Himself has no desire to send this pure devotee to this material world, nor does the devotee has any material purpose in coming. When the Lord Himself appears as an incarnation within this material world, He is not allured by the material atmosphere, and He has nothing to do with material activity. Yet, by His example, He teaches the common man how to become a devotee. Similarly, a devotee who comes here in accordance with the order of the Supreme Lord shows by his personal behavior how to become a pure devotee. A pure devotee, therefore, is a practical example for all living entities, including the Lord Brahma. Oma gyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuran militamena tasmai shri gurave namaha namavam vishnu padaya krishna prasaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami dhinamine namaste sarasvati deve gauravani pracharini nirvishesha shunyavadi paschacha desadharini shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha, Kripasindubhyavacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vishnubhyo Namo Namaha. So here very much Prabhupada speaks about the pure devotees and his example, and also he speaks about the root cause of material existence. And in the overview itself, Srila Prabhupada writes about lusty desires. He talks about as soon as a person becomes lusty, or when the lusty desires awakens in one's heart, one's senses, mind, and life, soul, religious principles, patience, intelligence, shyness, beauty, strength, memory, and truthfulness are all vanquished. And one can render unalloyed devotional service only when there are no material desires in one's mind. This is in the introduction of this whole chapter. What it means by vanquished, what it means, how you define it? Finished, destroyed, yeah. You know, when the lusty desire arises, it captures the mind, the senses, and the intelligence. You know, through these are the outlets, a person, you know, all these things comes out, the qualities. He captures every nook and corner. And that's why Prabhupada said, it vanquishes everything. It vanquishes the realized knowledge. It vanquishes your knowledge. And it takes over everything. And how many of you found lusty desires are very challenging in spiritual life? One, two, you know, myself including, you know. You know, it's like, you know, we put 17 years in the Brahmacharya ashram. It's like, you know, it's a big challenging. The mind and senses are, it's very hard to control, isn't it? You know, it appears to be like, you know, you have overcome your sexual desires. And then suddenly it overcomes it, overwhelming. The lusty desires are overwhelming. Because we see, you know, in my school days, you know, we were in the sports day, we were, you know, wrestling in the schools. And in one of my school matches, you know, we have in the school, some of my, you know, the batch, they become very good fighters in the classrooms. So, you know, the master, obviously, you know, in the sports day, he wanted to entertain the children and the chief guest and everyone. So he wants us to fight. And I was in the ring, and my opponent, my classmate, was a little bit stronger than me. And, you know, the timing is 120 seconds only. You know, it's like 2 minutes. And in the first ring, in the first round, and he just knocked me out. He was out of the ring. And in one knock, I was out. You know, just like when the opponent is very strong, and you can't fight him. You know, though it appears to be like, you know, it's like it's not very difficult, but the opponent is very strong. You know, Prahlad in the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura explains that the Kama represents Pralambasura, which is the straightforward attraction for the opposite sex and adoration, name and fame. If you want to know this in details, you know, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, he gave a series of lectures in Demons and Vrindavan Leela, like 18 lectures, very beautiful descriptions and a very in detailed manner. It's in the vahe.org. can download, you can hear it. But it's a very beautifully explains. You know, the Pralambasura represents the calm. And we know that Pralambasura was killed by?
Balaram.
Yeah. You know, the supreme strength. And it is said that if you want to overcome lusty desires, you have to take shelter of who?
Balaram.
You know, he gives the spiritual strength. And he is very closely associated with Krishna. And also it is said to take a strong shelter of spiritual master. His spiritual master represents Balaram too. Because he is also an expansion of Balaram's energy. So when we take shelter of them, you will get the spiritual strength to overcome. Because the opponent is very strong and you don't have any capacity to fight against him. You know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, it's not only difficult, you know, for us, it's difficult, it was difficult for everyone in the past. You know, the history says that, you know, all over Bhagavatam we see that. You know, this one fell down, and that one got attracted, and this one got allured. And, you know, all these big people, the small people, the mediocres, and everyone undergone this process. And they felt it is difficult. It is strong, and it is difficult. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita that, you know, Daivihesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. You know, my maya is, look at the power of my maya. You know, the whole world is running after that. Which is actually, there is no pleasure and nothing but suffering. But still people run after that day and night and with a great struggle. They struggle hard to achieve it. Krishna says that the divine energy of mind, which is mind, consisting three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. And Krishna actually says that you can't overcome it by your own strength. He himself defines that this is my potency. You know, when Krishna, which is representing Krishna and himself, the energy of Krishna, obviously we can't fight against it. But Krishna also says that in the further shlokas in Bhagavad Gita, the living entities belongs to eternal superior nature of the Lord. But due to contamination of the inferior nature, the illusion is also eternal. And also says, the conditioned soul, therefore it is called Nitya Baddha. And no one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Because we also have lived in this kind of a life for so long. You know, so long we were, you know, thinking that we can enjoy the material nature, and so long we were attached to the sensible pleasures. It's just not like, you know, you joined the temple in this lifetime you were attached. No, it's like, you know, it's like continuing for many, many millions of lifetimes. You're taking the same samskara. You know, you wanted to get attracted towards someone, you want to enjoy material pleasure. This is going on and on and on for like cycle of, you know, many cycle of births and deaths. And it suddenly, to stop it, it is difficult. That's why it is said that consequently his release from the clutches of material nature is difficult. Because due to that, even though material nature is an inferior energy, because it is ultimately conducted by the supreme will. Though it may appear to be like, you know, it's material energy, it is material energy, but because behind it, the supreme will and the supreme power is there, so you can't overcome. It is a bit challenging. And also Krishna says, Mayam tu Prakritim, Vidyam Mayinam tu Maheshwaram. And Prabhupada writes, he quotes it from the Svetasvara Upanishad. Krishna is a supreme magician. You know, he creates some form and you can get attracted by it and he can make it disappear too. So that's the idea. Krishna is a magician and everything we see, it's like, you know, magic. Suddenly one day is there a full of fog and suddenly there is sun. And you know, it's like, it's a magic. People, they look every day and still they don't look. And they don't realize. Isn't it? We look at our body, ourselves every day in the mirror that we are getting old, wrinkles, the hairs, And still we don't look it. You know, this is called Maya, the illusory energy. It's a magic power. It's like, you still think like, I'm okay. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, you know, Prabhupada gives a very logical and a practical solutions for these things. Prabhupada said that, as long as the lower tastes are not conquered, when we are able to experience the higher tastes, that is, by engaging the senses in devotional and also purifying. When lust and greed are employed in Krishna's service, for example, desiring only Krishna prasadam, when you desire only Krishna prasadam, you don't have to eat noodles, you know, you go outside in the hotels, it's not needed. Krishna prasadam, when you eat sumptuous prasadam, you're happy with that. I remember when, you know, Sunday, we used to go to the Sunday temples, you know, the devotees, they cook nice curd rice, you know, made out of cashews, black grapes, and pomegranates, and, you know, the fried dal in it. You know, so sumptuous, you know, the moment you go in the temple, and you take darshan, the temple is so beautifully decorated, and, you know, everywhere flowers, chandeliers, nicely painted, clean, and everywhere devotee is smiling at you. And, you know, you give a warm welcome look. And also after that, at the end of the program, they give nice prasadam. And they make you dance, they give you a nice katha. And everything is relishable. You know, you got a higher taste, and you feel like you got a transformation that, okay, maybe, you know, it's a good deal that you join this movement. You know, you get a better pleasure here. You know, it is true. Because most of the time people end up joining the temple because they get some pleasure, isn't it? You know, I went to the temple and when the devotees made me dance up and down, jumping. I never danced in my life, though I was, you know, used to watch, you know, all the Michael Jackson, you know, the dances, pop songs, you know, though it's not very popular in the South, but people are, you know, aware of it. You know, they go into the night and then watch all these things and then they want to actually become like that. You know, they wanted to dance to the full, to the full pleasure. And also they wanted to enjoy life. This is the nature of the living entity, to be in Anandamaya Abhyasa. And when they get really some pleasure, they try to take it, take the advantage of it. So Prabhupada gives an example that the lower taste, you can give it up, there is a possibility, you can make it, you know, when you get the higher pleasure. Further, Krishna says that Vishayavani Vartanti Niraharashadina Raso Virjam Rasopyasya Paramdrishtva Nivartate. You know, though the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, you know, everyone is here is restricted from sense enjoyment, isn't it? The saffron ones don't associate with Madhaji. And the white ones, very restricted life with your wife. You know, everyone has bound by the rules and regulations, but what? Everyone has a taste for unlimited enjoyment, isn't it? Though you restrict yourself, restrict your senses, restrict your mind, still, you know, the taste exists. The taste is existing. That's what Krishna says. Embodied soul may be restricted, but still the enjoyment tendency is there. But the taste of object, sense object remains. But seizing such engagements by experiencing higher taste, he's fixed in his consciousness. But you know, Prabhupada said, if you become really spiritual, if your activities, if your behavior, everything, you know, related, you know, sincerely, if you become spiritual, you gain pleasure to the spiritual activities. That's what Prabhupada says in one of his letters. He writes to his disciples, if you sincerely practice the process, and you will gain pleasure out of it. You know, and due to that, you can subsidize your sensual demands. We see in the first shloka of Rupa Goswami also, he says that, you know, vachavegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udara upasthi vegam etan, you know, further what is the next line? Itan veganyo visheta dhira. He says, tolerate the urges. You know, the urges are there. Everyone's, you know, their eyes wants to see something good, and the ears wants to hear a good music. You know, all the sensors, they wanted to take pleasure. And because the living entity is there, that is, you know, what do you call it? It's pining. They wanted some pleasure. And Rupa Goswami says, you have to tolerate the urges, because the urge is so powerful that we see that, you know, in the examples, in the scriptures itself, the people, they're not able to control the senses. And though knowingly, you have knowledge, you have realization, it still you end up in doing something bad. It happens sometimes, right? You have realization, you have knowledge, you know everything, you heard, you know, you heard in retreats, you heard in the classes, but senses sometimes it overcomes you, you know, the overwhelming desires. It can happen. But, you know, try to tolerate and experience pleasure from the process, Krishna conscious process. And also, you know, in Vrindavan, we see that, you know, Rupa Goswami actually said that, you know, in a joking way. Sri Rupa Goswami, you know, he said, when Krishna, after killing the Kesi demon, Kesi god is just nearby. You know, we all know that, near Madan Mohan temple. After killing Kesi demon, Krishna just went down, you know, the Yamuna to take bath. That place becomes a Kesi god, you know, because his hands got contaminated. He put his hands in the Kesi's mouth, you know, the Kesi suffocated, and then Krishna took out his hands and then went to take bath. And Rupa Goswami says, that's the place actually Krishna stands there, you know, with his three-folded bending form, with his nice dhoti, you know, with his shash on his hip, and he has a flute in his hands. And don't go to that place. If you go, you know, you will lose a desire for material enjoyment. Rupa Goswami says that in a very, you know, joking way. And not only that, he says that even by mistake, don't go there. You know, whenever I remember this, we go to the parikrama sometimes in the bike with the devotee friends. Anyway, we give a thought of it. Oh, maybe Krishna is standing there. Since I am here, why don't you take a chance? In case if he is visible to us, maybe we get attracted to him. So that, you know, further he says, in other words, having darshan of Govindji at Kesi Ghat, one becomes freed from material attachments, and not only that, becomes mad. He becomes a madman. He becomes mad after, like the residents of Raja. Rupa Goswami says, if you get attracted to Krishna, for sure, you become like a madman, like the residents of Raj. You know, this is the, the result. The person, when he get attracted towards Krishna. Now, I'm also trying my best to come every day, Mangalarti. Look at Krishna. Visible in the temple itself. And, you know, somehow, you know, not able to get attracted towards him. We try our best, you know, chant Krishna's name. You know, still, you know, the sadhaka process is difficult. You know, the moment you go out, you get attracted towards so many things. You know, I went to my bike, my tire is, it got punctured, you know, I had to change my tire. I'm very much worried about it. And, you know, the engine is making a sound, tick, 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 tick. It's not that attracting. Then, you know, I come inside immediately, you remember, oh my God, you see, when I went out, you totally lost in Maya. Totally, you get carried away by your, you know, your own stuff. But there is always a choice that Krishna devotee can make it. You know, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also sings that Jayadam Surato Pangur Mama Manda Mathir Gati Mat Sarvasa Padam Bojo Radha Madan Mohan. He says that Radha Madan Mohan, he prays to Radha Madan Mohan that I am lame and ill-advised. And Radha Madan Mohan, they are my directors. You know, in the spiritual life, everyone is lame. You know, in the devotees, especially Krishna Das Goviraj Goswami says that Vaishnava's mercy, they are the walking stick. We are all lame. We cannot walk on our own. You always take shelter of the devotees, you know, hear from them, serve them, and get their blessings. And through that, you can just walk ahead. Because you are ill and lame, you can't go on your own. You can't advance on your own. We all have experience. But when we are all together, it's very easier. Like, you know, when you chant together with the devotees, it is very easy to chant your rounds. So when the moment you go to your room, the moment you go to residence, it becomes hard. Similarly, you know, the devotee's mercy, even though we feel like we are ourselves are doing, but because we are in the devotee's society, that it becomes, the process becomes easier, and it's easier to hear, be Krishna conscious. And further, we see that the perfection of life is simply surrender to the Supreme. You know, in the beginning of our spiritual life, we must therefore worship Madan Mohan. You know, it is must we establish our relationship with Madan Mohan. And Prabhupada says that, you know, Krishna's other name is Madan Mohan, and Krishna is within the heart. And lusty desires, when Krishna is within the heart, lusty desires becomes defeated. If you learn to love Krishna, our lusty desires will be finished. This is the one and only solution. And you know, here it is rasa. There is a rasa, bhakti rasa. When you practice bhakti rasa, there is a rasa which develops, which is, you know, different. Sthayi bhav, the bhav which you develop. You know, Rupa Goswami says that, you know, in all the five kinds of relationship, there is some rasa. Devotees, they should try to chant Krishna's name and try to develop a relationship with Krishna. That's one of the 9 symptoms of devotional service. You know, sakyam, vandanam. Krishna says that to make friendship with Krishna, you know, that's one of the process. You know, to be a close friend of Krishna. It is one of the 9 devotional process. And when we do that, Prabhupada gives in a letter that Krishna can subdue the god Cupid. Only by engaging the service of Madan Mohan, one can curb the dictates of Madana. Otherwise, attempts to control the senses will fail. Unless one is nourished by the devotional service, one takes pleasure in devotional life, you know, by doing it regularly in a sincere way, you know, automatically lust, it will disappear. Otherwise, artificially controlling the senses, you cannot make, you won't be able to make. Prabhupada says it. Attempts to control the senses will fail. You know, there has to be, because you know, the natural tendency to the jiva is to take pleasure. You take pleasure by serving Krishna. And if you don't do that, you will obviously will fail. And you know, I got a quote from the in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, you know, where Maharaj Nimi meets 9 Yogendras. He says, Visrajati hridayam nayasya shakshat dare ravasyabitopi gaudanasha pranayarasanaya dritangri padma sa bhavati bhagavata pradhana bhukta. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to conditioned souls. That is always the nature of Krishna. And the Krishna means he's very kind and very gentle and he's always very considerable. And he says, if they all call upon him speaking his holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their heart. Therefore, when a devotee who has taken shelter of Lord's lotus feet chants Krishna's name with genuine love, the Supreme Lord can never give up the heart of such a devotee. Now Krishna, he says that even if you unwillingly, unintentionally, if you chant, Krishna will hear you. And once it becomes a genuine love, he will never give your heart. One who has thus captured Krishna within his heart is to be known as Bhagavat Pradhan, the most exalted devotee of the Lord. Here it speaks about pure devotees, and in the purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a lot of symptoms of a pure devotee. One symptom, he says that the essence of pure devotee's qualification is given in this verse. He says a pure devotee who is not attracted, who has attracted by Lord, by his love, so that the Lord cannot give up the devotee's heart. This is one of the pure devotee symptoms. he attracted Krishna, Sudurlabha. We see that one of the Bhava Bhakti symptoms is that Krishna Akarshan, you know, he attracts Krishna. And when he attracts Krishna, Krishna gets attracted towards devotee and he will never lose you. And that's one of the pure devotee symptoms. And another pure devotee symptom is a pure devotee has realized knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has given his heart to the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is all attractive in six opulences, including beauty. And also, a pure devotee can never be attracted by the material body, by the hallucination or the so-called society, friendship and love within the material world. So these are some of the symptoms of a pure devotee. And I also would like, further, a quote from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in his Chaitanya Shikshamrit, and he actually gives our inspiration. The Madhi Madhikari, the devotee, actually he says that should increase his chanting day and night. He chants till he chants 3 lakh names a day. This is a Madhi Madhikari. He actually increases his chanting day and night till he reaches 192 rounds. This is not a perfectional, Premi Bhakta, but a sadhaka. He talks about the sadhaka. Eventually, the devotee should practice that every second, he should practice chanting Krishna's name 24 hours a day. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. Anyway, the mind is always empty. It's not very busy. Engage him. Engage the mind. He says that increases his chanting day and night. It's one of the Madhi Madhikari quality. He chants 3 lakh names, 192 rounds a day. The chanting gives him such bliss that he cannot exist without it. If you chant 192 rounds every day, I'm sure it's very easy. But, if you chant, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that you will get unlimited bliss, for sure you will not fall in Maya. This is 100% guarantee. 192 rounds a day, every day you chant, and Krishna gives you unlimited bliss. And how you chant? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, though he cannot chant, count his rounds while sleeping. While sleeping, you just switch it on, like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It can become a practice. Practice can make it perfect. Obviously we are thinking something. You are thinking about tomorrow's plan. You want to go there, do this, do that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, switch it on to Hare Krishna mantra. The tune will goes on. When we sleep in the ashram, we have a fortune of hearing the 24-hour kirtan party, non-stop they're chanting all night. Now if you can just give your ears, you can hear that. And he says that though he cannot count his rounds while sleeping and performing other bodily functions, when you take bath, you can turn on the tune, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And when you do ablutions, when you eat prasadam, you keep on chanting. Then it becomes a practice. And he says, he chants at those times without counting. 16 rounds you chant with your physical body, with your hands, roll the beads, and then chant with your mouth and be with the devotees. Apart from that, other time you start practicing the other rounds, catch it up with other leftover rounds. 192 minus 16, whatever it is, you can catch it up. And then he says he meditates on the meaning of the names, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And gradually, what is the result? The result is all his sinful tendencies become subdued. All your sins will be finished. All your troubles, whole day in management, we sit and discuss only the troubles, This guy comes, he did this thing wrong. Oh God, how to punish him? and this one comes, he did this, how to punish him? You know, it's a very good process. You know, engage people. The mind is the troublemaker. He is creating all the troubles. And not only that, he says, all the sinful tendencies become subdued. All your problems is due to your mind. You know, engage that person. He is the culprit. You know, we found the culprit today. That's within you. You know, engage that culprit. And you know, 24 hours, that's a punishment. You know, he should be chanting every time, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And you will not have any problem. No more meetings. We close the management office. You know, totally troubleless, problemless. And you know, then he experienced the name's true nature. But you know, Sakura says, not only that, your sinful tendencies, it just disappears like this fog. And what else? And he says, the true nature of the name appears. He says that, what is the true nature of the name? It's supreme bliss. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It's just like unlimited bliss which you have not ever experienced it. You know, Gulab Jamun, okay, you know, 10 years before I loved it. And now, you know, I don't want to even eat it. You know, it comes, I just say, okay, next plate. No, not much attraction. You know, you taste sugar, it's okay, tasty, but it's not, you know, we are not really addicted much. And after a while, when you hit 40, you know, always one teacher, my teacher used to say, the 40 hits you back. You know, the digestion doesn't work. You know, the tooth has a problem, and you know, all kinds of problems are, you know, started, and then he becomes a senior devotee. You know, senior devotee means eats only boiled sabji, you know, sits in the plastic chair. You know, all these things, you know, it's a symptom of a senior devotee. No, but here, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, supreme bliss. You know, the mind becomes peaceful. And along with that, you know, what happens? Krishna's presence. Not only that, Krishna's presence is there. Krishna's presence, the material modes vanquish. And only pure sattva rises. And what? All Krishna's non-material qualities appears in the person. And further, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and along with that, Krishna's pastimes will appear to you. Krishna's pastime, Krishna is, you know, herding the cows, he's going with the cowherd boyfriends. You know, and he's playing with them. You know, all kinds of things. And further, you know, will appear to the Lord's, by Lord's mercy, in the pure heart of a devotee. And he has developed a natural vision. And tongue glorifies the Lord with counted or uncounted names. The mind sees Krishna. The heart perceives Krishna's qualities. And the soul, in trance, sees Krishna's pastimes. This is the result. You know, this is unlimited mercy. You know, we can all try. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's a madhikari only. You know, that which means we are all a sadhaka. We can practice it. You know, every time, you know, we can. You know, once Bhakti Vidya Vigyan Swami, I was hearing his lecture. He said, even when you take prasadam, every morsel of the food, when you take, you should eat it, and then you chant in your mind at least 8 times, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When you do this, you know, it's the best practice to control the mind. The best practice. You know, you become conscious of Krishna and focus on Krishna. Then it becomes a habit. People can, you can develop a very good habit. You know, you're talking to someone and your mind is chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. How good it is. You know, you can preach in the middle of anywhere and you can't fall in Maya. Because your mind is not there. His mind is already with Krishna. Isn't it? Such a nice process. And we have heard the unlimited blessings and mercy when you do that. And I recommend you all, may you chant 192 rounds every day and relish Krishna consciousness and overcome all these, Jujubi, you know, we call it as, you know, this is nothing, this lusty disease, greed, like this, it will go away, finishes. And today is also Lord Chandras Thakur's appearance day, disappearance day. So I've been told to talk something about Lord Chandras Thakur. So I just downloaded one poem from Lord Chandras Thakur. It's from his Chaitanya Mangal. It mentions very much about Srila Prabhupada. He says that Namaguna Sankirtana Vaishnavera Shakti Prakasha Karibayami Nija Prema Bhakti. Chanting the names, chanting the qualities of Krishna is the life and energy of the Vaishnavas. I will reveal these activities rejuvenate pure devotional service. When you do that, the devotion service gets rejuvenated. Ei mata kali pape karibasanar sabe chale age pache na kare vichar. In this way, you know, he says, I will destroy all sins in Kali Yuga. So all of you, my associates, go ahead and take birth on the earthly planet before my advent and don't remain behind. He is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eba nama sankirtan tikshukadaga laye antara shuraji vera pilibe katiya. Taking the sharp sword of congregational chanting, Hare Krishna mantra, I will root out and destroy the demonic mentality in the heart of all conditioned souls. Yadi pape chadi dharma dure dese yayamo rasenapati bhakta yai bhatatai. He says, if some sinful people escape giving up religious principles, go too far off countries, then my senapati bhakta will come at that time to give them Krishna consciousness. Even if you go to the foreign countries, he says that my devotee will come and chasing you, and he will bring you to Vrindavan. See, we see all of foreign devotees, a lot of foreign devotees here. And Senapati Bhakt very much it speaks about Prabhupada. And also, he says that Lord Chaitanya will empower his own devotee to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. And Srila Chandras Thakur actually, he was born on 1445 and disappeared 1540 in this day. And he was a disciple of Srila Narhari Chakravarti Thakur and very dear associate of Lord Gaurhari. His father name was Kamala Karadas and his mother name was Sadananda, Sri Sadananda. And he was the only son of his parents. And he was married at very young age. From his youth, Lord Chandras Thakur was very detached. And we see these always a symptom of a pure devotee. They got married, young age, or whatever it may be. But they become very detached. They are always attracted towards Krishna's lotus feet. And Lord Chandras' desire is to be near the lotus feet of Narottam Das Thakur and serve him with his life and soul and sing the glories of Lord Gauranga and to be the servant of Narahari. And Lord Chandras Thakur also wrote Chaitanya Mangal, which tells many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and which was not revealed by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And you can read that in Chaitanya Mangal. And he says that especially the touching conversation of the Lord Chaitanya with his wife Vishnupriya, Gaurasundar with his wife Vishnupriya, the night before he took sannyas. Also, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to print and distribute Lord Chandras' Chaitanya Mangal. Prabhupada was very fond of his bhajans while singing Parama Karuna and other. He wrote an extensive commentary of it too. And Lord Chandras finally asked everyone, my dear brother, just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm faith and conviction. Don't think that it is chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction.